Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tracy Stallard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Romano moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Held moves to third. Perry moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Held scores. Perry scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Francona scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels moves to third. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball towards center. Pearsall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pearsall. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontieri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.